In 1863 and 64, a place called Camp Nelson in Kentucky became a focal point for men wanting to join the Union Army and families fleeing the Civil War. The story of the thousands coming here is next on The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
When the Union Army established Camp Nelson in 1863, just south of Lexington, Kentucky, it quickly became an important base of operations for many displaced by the Civil War. That was the case for civilians sympathetic to the Union living in Confederate-controlled Kentucky.
They're coming to Army lines, seeking refuge, seeking support, and the Army actually sees this as an opportunity. They'll be providing refuge for civilians, mostly women and children, but what about the men? They're actually going to form East Tennessee regiments at Camp Nelson.
Steve Fan shares the story from Camp Nelson National Monument. Regiments of Union troops from East Tennessee helped lead the Army back to their homeland to liberate it. The situation for African Americans held in slavery, though, depended upon where they were located.
If the Union or U.S. Army was in, like, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, states that were in rebellion, the Army could confiscate enslaved people as contraband of war. This was not the case in Kentucky.
In Kentucky, the Army here at Camp Nelson could impress Kentucky slaves into labor and pay their owners for the work they did for the government. By 1864, President Lincoln decided a new approach was needed. He allowed those Kentucky slaves to enlist in the war effort.
When able-bodied men enlist, these men free themselves. So we call it self-emancipation. This is where you see the breakdown of slavery in this day.
Some slaves from Kentucky had left the state earlier in the war, joining the Army in states that were in rebellion, since they could enlist there. Now, those slaves could simply come to Camp Nelson to enlist.
Within days, hundreds of people are pouring into Camp Nelson. Within a week, the Army is already expelling families.
The situation at Camp Nelson was becoming dire, as this place of refuge was becoming overwhelmed with people. The conclusion of our story next time as we travel the countryside in Nicholasville, Kentucky. I'm Andrew McCrae.